Have you ever wondered why the women that you seem to be not interested in are always the ones that are the most interested in you? But the ones you really want typically don't show you any love back. And they're the ones who flake, or they ghost you, or they're difficult to lock down or schedule with. Or maybe you were dating a girl and things were going great and you kind of felt like everything was on autopilot, but then you started hyper-focusing on how to make the relationship better, or maybe something happened that made you think you were in a bad spot. And the more you focused on it, the more it just fell apart and things got worse and worse and worse. Well, if that's you, then I want you to tune into this week's episode where we talk about how to get women to chase you. And this is really important, not just for starting relationships, but once you're already in a relationship, because if you become the pursuer and you don't give her the option to chase you, well, then you have a lopsided investment situation where that relationship is doomed to fail. So I'm going to share the reason why women chase some men and ignore other ones. And then I'm going to share a few really effective tactics that you can adopt right away to make this happen. And this is not an episode for total noobs. If you're struggling to get dates in the first place and you've been involuntarily celibate for a long period of time, this strategy is probably going to be too advanced for you, although the concepts will be valuable as you progress on your journey of personal development and improving your game. But this is for guys who are kind of at that intermediate level, who are, you know, already hooking up, but they want to improve the quality of the women they're connecting with. And one more thing before we dive in, I just want to apologize in advance. The audio quality isn't quite up to the standards that I had hoped because my microphone wasn't working during this recording. So still not the worst, and the content is epic. So don't let that stop you. You're listening to the Inner Confidence Podcast, formerly called the Leverage Podcast. We help you unleash the most attractive, charismatic, and confident you in order to attract quality connections, both personal and romantic. My name is Robbie Kramer. I've been a coach since 2007, and I've helped over 1,300 people level up their dating and social skills. My mission is simple: to help you crush the dating game, build an epic social life, and attract your ideal partner. If you're new to the show, I highly recommend you download my free dating protocol. It'll help you optimize your first dates, take all the guesswork and planning out of the equation. And I like to connect with my listeners personally. So to grab a copy, send me a message on Instagram, Robbie_Kramer.
Can I say something about the texting, and Robbie could chime in, because I want to get his opinion, because I feel like I'm pretty fucking witty even via text, right? But even my wittiest texts and the best conversations I've ever had, I probably would be better off if I didn't have them via text. When Jonathan says CEO mentality, like, I can't adopt that because that's just not part of who I am. But what I can adopt is just saying as little as fucking possible and just focusing on, you know, logistics and setting up a meeting. I don't think there's any texting. Even the best texters in the world are not going to be great at building attraction via text. So I don't think that should, you know, that should be anybody's objective. It really should just be logistics, but not be boring as fuck when you're doing it, pretty much.
Yeah, building attraction over text is like a myth. Like, you can't build attraction. You can spike it if it's already there, but you can't make up for the fact that she might not be attracted to you by sending cool shit. Here's the thing that's difficult and it's frustrating. There's like three stages of game. I heard Todd Valentine talk about this and I thought he was right, where step one is you're just like a beginner and you're in total scarcity. Step two is you're an intermediate. You can get leads, get dates, you can, you know, kind of get laid. And step three happens is when you can get women to actually chase you. And it's difficult because obviously the whole game is set up as men as the pursuer, right? So at some point in the interaction, we've got to go from chasing to being chased. Approaching a woman is by default, like, that's chasing her, right? You're fucking going up to her and you're chasing her, right? So then it needs to happen after that, where all of a sudden in her mind, it flips from like, oh, this guy's chasing me, to, oh, fuck, I need to chase this guy. And if you don't give them the opportunity to do it, they'll never do it. And that's the hardest part, because for you to give them that opportunity, you effectively have to, you know, it's all push-pull and it's all pull-away strategy, right? And the more you push, the more she's like, oh, this guy's just going to like do everything. I don't need to do anything. But by pulling away and not doing anything, you leave the whole thing up to chance. And it feels like you're losing control because, oh, well, I didn't ask her out. What am I going to lose the lead, right? So that transition happens typically when guys have enough abundance where they're no longer so focused on, oh my God, I need to get every date, to where they're just like, fuck, I have so many girls. I've got a squad of five or six girls I'm sleeping with. I don't actually care that much. And then they see the power of not caring And that gives them the confidence to actually stick with that strategy. So it's a leap of faith in a lot of ways. And like, I see you're like right on the cusp of that. You're getting closer from all your day game. I know kind of on the cusp of that when he's like rocking and rolling. You're not far behind. You know, I feel like you guys just need to keep approaching and you'll get there soon too, right? So like, I feel like everyone on this call, it's like moving away from, you guys are either intermediates or like almost advanced, right? And a couple of you who haven't been in the group as long or maybe quasi beginners, I guess you could say. And this really comes out in texting, right? Because like you meet the girl and you either made an awesome impression on her or you didn't, right? And no texting is going to make up for that or not. So if you really want to tackle the issue, like you need to get way better on your approaches, and that's what you've been doing. Like went fucking ham or hard, whatever. He went ham the last month and his approaches have gone from like shit to like amazing. And, you know, you're seeing the results from that. However, just because you had an amazing approach, well, it doesn't mean you're going to fuck that girl. Now it just means you're in the conversation compared to every other fucking good looking, confident motherfucker that is in her life too. Right. And the hotter the girl, the stronger the competition, right? So like to be really good at approaching, like to be really good at day game, it's like you then just show up on the radar of like a social circle guy, right? Which is why social circle is so much more powerful of a strategy, because the best fucking day gamer can't even touch me when I'm at the top of my social circle game. He can't even fucking come close. He's not even going to get a date with that girl because she met me at a party and I'm that much cooler because of my social proof. So that's why, you know, as a long-term strategy to attract the hottest women, day game, right, will only take you so far. But it's still the best way. It's the best route there, if that makes sense. So I don't want to dissuade anyone from doing day game. The more day game you do, the better, right? Because it just makes your impression that much better. It just makes you that much cooler, makes you not give a fuck, right? It builds the muscles you need.
Day game is the foundation that social circle has to be built off of.
I mean, never did any day game, so he breaks that model, but he's one of the few who breaks the model because he has really good social skills to begin with, right? But for most guys, yes, you need that in-person experience. You can get it night game too. You got to get the social intelligence, you got to build your EQ, and you do that with lots and lots and lots of reps and interactions. That's why hot women are never creepy or weird, is because they have so much experience, thousands and thousands of hours in those environments, and they get that by default because they're hot at age like 14 and up. But so the point is, it's like you guys are seeing, and you especially, like with that text I made fun of you for, like you're seeing why being extra funny over text probably doesn't even work. Like even if you're so funny, it doesn't fucking work that great, right? And a strategy that I would suggest you lean into is one where you're more of like a CEO and more of a dick too. It's like, maybe you get this girl's number day gaming and you're never going to ask her out, right? You're just going to be a cocky, funny asshole to her over text and you're never going to ask her out. And she's going to see your parties, hopefully. And that's why you need to have more parties and do that more consistently, because you have to throw her for that curveball. You have to make her think, oh, this guy's just another fucking loser chasing me, to, oh, wow, this guy never asked me out. What the fuck? That's so weird. You went to all that trouble to approach me and never asked me out? What's that? That's strange. Right. And you do that, you know, 200 times, then you'll start to see the impact of that strategy.
Oh, right? God. But I want to fuck now.
Well, that's the thing, right? You can go and you can fuck fives, right? You can day game the five and you can fuck her right away. But for the sixes and 6.5 sevens and up, right? Like the patience is what gets you laid. Mm. And it's sticking to good game that gets you laid. And it doesn't satisfy your craving now. That is a change in strategy. And like I said, it's a difficult one. It sucks, right? I hope that all makes sense. If you guys have any questions about that?
That was pretty helpful. Thanks for that round.
You know, I meet girls even now. Like I've done 280 approaches since the boot camp, right? So that's been almost like not even 2 months, right? But the thing that's been helping a lot just with the numbers is that even if it's like the hottest girl in the world, and like, you know, I'd be like, oh my God, like if I bone her, like everything in life would be perfect, you know? And sometimes I still have that mentality. It's also like, okay, if I get bummed about it and it doesn't work out or whatever, I'm like, I'm going to go out and approach another 15 times the rest of the week anyway. So like, fuck it, there's going to be more opportunities. So even if I'm not there inner game wise, just knowing that I'm going to be generating new opportunities and having faith that that's just going to happen helps a lot in not giving a shit.
I just wanted to reiterate what I said earlier, which is I get the sense that you're doing that. Like you're spending too much time on YouTube or like listening to all this other content. Remember that content isn't really designed to give you answers and practical solutions. It's designed to get you to watch more content. And
yeah,
it's designed to give you more problems that you have to solve and then pay money to solve those problems by whatever they're offering you. So you're getting hustled. The internet knows what you're looking for because they know everything about you, right? These social medias, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, they know everything. They know you better than you know you because they have the data. They're going to show you stuff and it's always going to be presented as problem solution because that's what gets people to buy, right? So they know what your problem is because it's what you've been searching for. And so they're going to present you with some flashy piece of content as a solution to that problem. But every piece of content, if they're a good marketer, they understand that like they can't just give you the answer because then you won't buy anything. They've got to, you know, sell you some fucking big elaborate spiel solution. So when was explaining like, oh, I saw this YouTube video and it's like, this and this and this and that and the other. It's like, if you watch all that shit all the time, you're not actually getting anything out of it. You're just getting fucking sold more shit. I wanted to tell him to like, you know, you're in this group. The group is for solutions, right? Like we're giving you solutions all the time. That's why you're in the group. That's why you're working on the stuff. That's why you're getting feedback. And if you then go on the internet and you're looking for more stuff, it's just going to get you off track is what I want to tell you. Like, stop listening to all that shit. It's not helping. You know, like yeah. I have my golf coach, I listen to him and I stick with him until I realize that, oh, maybe he's a shitty coach. Maybe I need a new one. But until then, right, I stick with a process that works because anything else that's something else is going to effectively lead you astray. Right. So my suggestion would be to focus more on the group and focus more on the strategies that like, and if you see other stuff, great too, but I feel like you get lost in all of the other stuff out there because you're consuming it too much. Versus just act on what you've got. You know, I feel the same way when with my focus. It's like, fuck, I've been doing this. I've been working on my golf swing for 2 years now, and it's still not where I want it, right? And it just can't happen faster because it takes so much time to build that muscle memory. You know, every time I incorporate a new technique into my swing, it takes me 500 to 1,000 shots to get it in my body. And you can't you speed that up. Right? Like I can speed it up by simply hitting more balls faster, but I have other things that I also have to do, you know, I'm not a professional golfer, unfortunately. So life has other things and you just have to accept that some of these things take time. But if I then go watch a video that counters that thing I'm trying to put in my swing and it gets me to not focus on that, and then I go down this other rabbit hole, well, now I've lost even more time and now I suck even more.
Yeah.
Now I'm confused. And that's what I see you doing.
I think also like paradoxically with a lot of things that happen with, you know, development in this aspect is that caring about it too much is going to fuck you up. Like by definition, it's going to make you bad. Like, you know, like I want the girls to chase me. How do I get them to chase me? That's not the right mentality. It's like, I don't give a fuck what happens. That's when, you know, that's when they chase you. Like you can't have it focused as an objective.
That's a good point. Yeah. It's like they chase you when you don't give a fuck. Right.
Yeah.
That's really what they chase you. If you can show that you don't give a fuck within your communication, that's when they chase you because they're like, oh, this guy really doesn't give a shit.
I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I want to let you know that we've opened up a few slots in our exclusive community. We're accepting applications to join our select group of men and experience the radical power of accountability, step up your game, cross everything off your sexual bucket list, and become a beast at accomplishing all of your goals. To learn more and apply, go to innerconfidence.com/community.